Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, hallelujah. Hey, woo, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We bless the Lord, hallelujah, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Ah, hey, glory be to God in the highest. He is so wonderful. He's magnificent. He's marvelous. I am happy, 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 happy this morning. Hallelujah. Because our God is so awesome. Amen. We say good morning to each and every one of you, whether you be far or near. Hallelujah. We're glad that you stopped by this morning to hear a word. It comes from the Lord. Amen. We just give honor to the Spirit of the Living God, to the visionary apostle, Dr. Laron Matthews, our administrator Aretha Bryant, and the host of God's people everywhere. Hallelujah. We thank God for you coming this morning, and you are in for a treat. Amen. Because, amen, Overseer-elect Patrice Pickett and myself, we are going to do the letter B, amen, hallelujah, and see what nuggets that God has given us, hallelujah, to give to you, amen, hallelujah, through His Word. We didn't talk, so. Amen. It's going to be exciting to see what God is going to do. Amen. And come up. Hallelujah. We have our words already lined up. Amen. And we're going to just talk about them as it relates to the word of God to you on this morning. Amen. On the first Friday of the year, we did the letter A. And if you tuned in, hallelujah, you got those nuggets that was pertaining to the scriptures concerning the letter A. So we're going to be doing the whole entire alphabet. Amen. In each and every, each and every Friday that we are on live. And so this is going to be, oh my goodness. I'm just so excited to see what God is going to do. Amen. So I'm not sure if Mother Sydney on the line this morning. I'm going to go into the word of prayer, and we are going to go have a commercial, come back. We're going to see if there's any questions or comments. If not, then we'll go into our lesson on this morning. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank and praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We come, Lord God, bearing, hallelujah, thanksgiving this morning, oh God, to lift you up and to magnify you. We thank and praise your name, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, because of you, we are moving and breathing and having our being. Father, I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, are so, so worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. It's because of you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, that we still are here in the land of the living. It's because of you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, we're saved, and oh God, hallelujah, and kept by your power, oh God. I thank and I praise your name, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. And because all the things that you have done this morning, oh God, hallelujah, cannot compare, Lord God, to the things that you're about to do, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, for all things. I bless you and I magnify you. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I touch, ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we just give you the praise and we glorify you, Lord. We rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord God, that's trying to block mother, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you and we magnify you in Jesus' name. Come on in, mother.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm calling on another line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank and praise you on this day, Father God. We come up against the prince of the earth, Father God. I try to stop, Father God, all prayer, Lord God, that tries to come before the throne of grace. Father God, we line with the blood of Jesus. We cover each person, Lord God, that's going forward on today with the blood of Jesus, Father. Lord God, we ask you to let the fire of the Holy Ghost touch your tongue, Father God, as they exhort, Lord God, as you lead them, as you guide them. In the name of Jesus, God, we continue to pray for the visionary of the line, Father God, that you will give him continuous strength, God, that you will continue to endow him with your wisdom, with your power, with your knowledge, Lord God. We cover the team administrative brain, Lord God, brain awareness, Father God, for her family and the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we thank and praise you this day. Because we say this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in, Father God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for your strength. Because you are our strength, God. And every weakness, God, you are made strong, Father God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for this day, God. Because it wasn't the Lord, Father God, or the ocean, God, but it was you, Father God, that every man that whispered higher, that we the most higher, God, and told the spirit man to rise up, God, that they are most higher. We thank you today, God, or the ocean, God. We give you a praise of thanks. We thank you, Lord God, the eyes that we can see, God. We thank you for the activity of our limb, Lord God. We thank and praise you, God, for your mind, God. You said, let this mind be in you. This is also in Christ Jesus, God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, because you are God that healeth me, God. We thank you for healing in our body, God. To be your most high, God. We thank you for the healing of the land, God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing of our young people. We thank you for salvation of our family, Lord God. To be your most high, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, we command the atmosphere on today, God, because you've given us the power, you've given us the authority, God. But we command the atmosphere on today, God. And Lord God, we make it conducive, Lord God, a manifestation, Lord God, and we don't try, God, of your promises, God, that you have promised us on today, Lord God. In the mind of Messiah, God, because we are royal priests, God, we can ask, God, in the Messiah, God, in your son Jesus' name, God, because we are the head and not the tail, we can ask, God, in the Messiah, God, which is in your will, Lord God, we can ask, Lord God, because we are peculiar people, we are called out, God, in the Messiah, God, Lord God, the desires of our heart, because we need those your desires, God. We can ask God, and our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, on, that ever shall be God. Thy will be done, as it is
that we might be the living acceptable, Lord God, of you, Lord God, that we might be in mirrors. Come on, thank you, Holy Spirit, divine, Lord God, that we may mirror you, God, oh, yeah, God, and when people see, God, when people hear, Lord God, oh, yeah, the most God, God, and we go in and out before your people, and we see a mirror of you to us, God, and the most God,
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Dr. Wilkes, just a couple of announcements. Please keep in mind that Dr. Matthews is headed to Restoration and Truth Ministries in Hampton, Virginia. They're getting ready for their Love Empowerment Gathering. This will take place on February 18th at 12 o'clock p.m. and February 19th at 10 o'clock a.m. The registration fee is $50 and lunch is included. You can cash app RTM Hampton. And for more information, you can call 757-817-1226. Again, that number is 757-817-1226. Also, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, they're getting ready for the 9th year church celebration. This will take place March 31st through April the 2nd. And this will take place at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Matthews is the senior pastor. For more information, please call 708-825-1988, or you can call 877-912-2027. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes.
God bless you, Administrator. Once again, we thank and praise God for you, woman of God. Thank you, Mother. Amen. We just come against the prince of powers of the air. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus over this line, as truly he's trying to hinder, but he has a defeated foe. Hey, glory, glory, glory be to God. He's defeated. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, Administrator, is there any questions or comments? Amen. For my listening audience?
No, ma'am, not at this time. I'm checking the database. Not at this time, Dr. Wilkes.
Right. For those of you that is on the blog side, you have this opportunity at this time to either put something in the chat room or, hallelujah, press one on the dial of your phone to come in. Amen. Those are there, if any is on the conference line, you can start six your line and come in with your question. Or you can text on either line 334-440-6152. That number again is 334-440-6152. And you can text your question or your comment to Administrator, amen, and she will let us know that there is something there for us to address. Amen. So is there any at this time, either on the conference line or the blog side? I'm going to give you just a brief second because we are live all over the world, and we thank and praise God for each and every one of you coming in on this morning. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today or this upcoming week, we extend to you a very blessed one in the name of the Lord. Amen. And if you have celebrated between now and previously since last time we were on the air, we want to just say God bless you as well, hallelujah, in your celebratory time of you celebrating life or the anniversary. And it's both naturally or spiritually. So we thank God, hallelujah, because we want to rejoice with you for what the Lord has done. All right. This is the exciting moment that we are here. Amen. Glory be to God. Overseer, Elette, you there, my sister?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. We are about to pounce on the letter B. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how she is going to come forth. If she doesn't know how I'm going to come forth, because we are excited. I did my letters in the form of a story. So I'm going to, we have, how many words do we have? How many words do we have today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We have 13 words. Amen. And our words on today are beautiful, blessed. She may have changed. Beautiful, blessed, bright, filled, burden bearer. What is this? Brave and bold. Brave slash bold. Oh, breaker of chain. Beloved. Rest.
benevolent, bountiful, boundless, and bruised. Those are the words that we're going to come for. So, my sister, I'm going to read my story, and then you can come, and then you expound, and then I'll expound according to what scripture I have. All right. My story goes this for the letter B, the nuggets of God. We have a beautiful God who has blessed us with breath. As he is our burden bearer, and because of his bountiful love, he continues to work on our behalf to keep us strong as a builder of the most holy, of our most holy faith. And with an assurance, he is a breaker of chains that tries to keep us captive to sin. He shines his bright light unto our path as we become his beloved, for there are no boundaries with him. For his brave and bold, because he is brave and bold as he broods ahead of our enemy. And knowing this, we have a rich and bound, and we have rich and boundless promises now and forever. All right, it's yours, my sister.
Amen. Well, mine is a little different, and I am thankful for how the Lord has showed you how to do it. And as you were talking, it was just like something equipped in my mind, and I'm so thankful for what I'm about to share this morning. And my words is, let me go to my scripture, is in beautiful. This is in Psalms 133, and this is out of the Message Bible, and it says, how wonderful, how beautiful when brothers and sisters get along. It's like a costly anointing oil flowing down the head of and beard, flowing down Aaron's beard, flowing down the collar of the priestly robes. It is like the dew on the mountain Hermon, flowing down from the slopes of Zion. Yes, that is where God's commands and blessings ordains eternal life. And then blessed. So as we, as the people of God, it is wonderful, it is excellent, and that's what is also in the King James Bible, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is beautiful that we can walk together in unity because it pleases God, and it is the commands, it commands his blessings to ordain eternal life, and that brings us to the point of where we're blessed. Blessed is the man who walks. Let me go to Psalms 1. And one, and let's see real quick. I must cut it right here. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But blessed is the man that, blessed are the meek, for they shall see the Lord. I know that's horrible. Blessed is the man that shall see the Lord. And we also got to understand, too, that in Revelation 22:16, that he is the bright and morning star. So as we walk together in unity, we are blessed because we're not sitting in the seat of the scornful, that we are blessed because the meek shall see the Lord. And we know when we see the Lord, he is the bright and morning star. And he is the builder. The builders rejected him, but here it is. he's the potter and we are the clay, which is in Jeremiah as well. And he is a burden bearer because he said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah to your name. And also he said in his word to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah to your name, Father. And he is our beloved. We are his beloved. So I thank the Lord that is in 2 Timothy 3:16, and he is the breath of life. Hallelujah. And he is the help, and he's the help in the time of trouble. Oh, I got so many scriptures.
It's okay. Take your time.
He is the breath, and he is the beloved. And I had to figure out what that word meant, and I said, oh, it means help. So I thought that was awesome. And then it says bountiful. Every good gift and every great gift comes from him. And also in Proverbs 3:18, it says riches and honor is with him. And so he was also bruised for our iniquities. And the testament of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. So those are my words for today.
Amen. So I'm going to come back, hallelujah, to my little story. Amen. We have a beautiful God. And how do we know that he is beautiful to us? So when I thought about the word beautiful, amen, I said, okay, I just not only know that he's beautiful, but beautiful in the Greek, it goes back to the word. So when I started meditating on just that, my scripture for the word beautiful is Psalms 136:1. And it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, or you can say, for he is beautiful, for his mercy endures forever. Also, we can see this, and we see the illustration of how beautiful he is to us is by Ecclesiastes chapter 3:11. He had made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God taketh from the beginning to the end. So he made everything beautiful, and that's how our God is. And so it says, in my story, it goes on. He has blessed. And how do we know that he has blessed us? According to Genesis chapter 5, amen, and verse 2, it tells us and how he has blessed us. And it says, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their names Adam, and in the day when they were created, right? And so as I go on with my story, my little testimony here, oh God, who has blessed us with breath. And so how do we know that how we are blessed with breath? Genesis chapter 2:7. It tells us this, and we're blessed with breath. Yes. Genesis chapter 2:7. And the Lord formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Also in Job chapter number 10, I'm sorry, chapter 12, also reiterates, hallelujah, this by 12 and 10. And it says, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? We know, hallelujah, that our breath did not just come. We just can't get it out of a bottle. We can't just go outside and just grab some wind and take it in. What you think about that? Sister, you can't do that.
No, we can't. You know,
as I was thinking about breath, I also, in my meditation, I was thinking about the song that you sing.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe. Oh, how about she? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Breathe. I can't even hardly get it out because I enjoy. She said, breathe on us. Well, do we realize that the breath that we take, oh God, how blessed we are, how beautiful it is for God to bless us with breath. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, come on.
You know,
breathe on me. Come on, sister.
Just breathe.
Yeah.
Just breathe, just breathe, just breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me. Breathe on me, God. Just breathe. Just breathe on me.
See, so you see how beautiful it is. See how blessed it is, hallelujah, that we just ask him to breathe on us. Oh, my God, hallelujah. He is so wonderful, wonderful. He's so wonderful, my. And so as I continue on, and I was thinking about that, amen, thank you. He has such a beautiful voice. I love it. We can see, hallelujah, because I'm quite sure she has some other scriptures.
Yes.
Burden bearer. Burden bearer, hallelujah, in the Greek means messa. M-A-S-S-A, which means lift, a lift up. Well, we know that he can be a lifter of our head. He tells us that they cast all our cares upon him. And why? Because that's when he's our burden bearer. So what additional scriptures do you have? Or the burden bearer.
I would say lay aside every weight that is so easy to beset us. And I'm going to find that scripture in just a few seconds because I don't have it written down.
Okay.
But it just came to me.
All right. So is she grabbing that? And then it says, and because he is bountiful. And when I thought about God being bountiful, it's just, oh, my goodness. It's so much, so much. So the scriptures that came with this for me, Proverbs 22:9 and Psalms 72:7. I'm going to read it in that way. Proverbs 22:9, and that is, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed. For he giveth of his bread to the poor. And we only can be bountiful because God has blessed us. We can't do it on our own. So Psalms 72 and 7. And it says, in his days shall the righteous flourish. You see how bountiful we are? We're talking about the flourishing. An abundance of peace so long as the moon endures. And we know that the moon shines. We know that it has its radiance. But you say it, but it says, in the days shall the righteous flourish. Cannot do this on our own. There's no way. So we know that the bountifulness, Paul, hallelujah. And you know, I always keep saying, when we read Joshua 1 and 8, it tells us, hallelujah, when we be obedient, God will bless us and he will make us our ways prosperous. And then we shall have this success because we meditate on the word. That is another way to say how he is bountiful, his love is bountiful in us. What do you have?
I have in James 1 and 17, every good gift and every, let me go to the scripture. I can't read my own handwriting once again.
I
think because I write so fast. James,
I've been trying to call out while he's talking.
I know. His page is written.
And while she's looking for that, just remember that, you know, for those of you that sit in on the audience and those of you that work with you, you can do the same exact thing with your, and I just want to put this nugget in, because sometimes we read the scriptures, but when we teach our youth, we can make the word exciting to them. We can make the word exciting to them in this form and this formality, that we can take the simple word and illustrate to them. I don't like to use the word demonstrate, because the first part of that is demon. But anyway, that's with my hangout. But I like to illustrate and paint how wonderful God is through the words of God, just by using simple words, and we can see them and help them, amen, to learn scriptures and learn about God. All right?
That's right. In James 1:17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So I believe that any gift that is bountiful, that God gives us, is bountiful. It is is endless. It is great. It is beautiful. It comes from above, and it comes from him. And so we know that the bountiful, like, is. When I think about the word bountiful, I think about the word where it says bound, of boundaries. But there's no boundaries when it comes to the things of God. The limits are taken off, just like in the prayer of Jabez, when he says, enlarge my territory, you know. And so I believe that the word bountiful is almost the same way, but it just taking the limits off of him and seeing that his gifts are great and they're powerful and that they're free. Hallelujah.
Amen. We go on. He continues to work on our behalf to keep us strong as a builder. And I like how you use that scripture, because it came to me also that he is the builder, the building that the builders rejected. But according to Hebrews 11 and 10, Hebrews 11:10, it tells us how that he is a builder. For he looks for a city which have foundation, whose builder is and maker is God. And so that I was looking at that, when I looked at that, it says whose builder and maker is God. It lets us know precisely that God is the builder and the maker for our foundation. Because we can't live and we can't move and have salvation without knowing that God is he's the establisher of that. He's our, when you make a house, I'm just going to say this. If they come and build a house on a foundation, that foundation has to be strong. If the foundation is not strong, that house will crumble. It will be dissolved. And so when we think about our salvation, how that we get our strength from everything, where does it come from? Again, it can't come from us because flesh can cause us to go astray. Because why? Our daddy, and from the beginning, was Satan. Regardless if we wanted him to be or not, we were born in sin. And so we know he's the father of sin. But God is the father of all, hallelujah, eternity, all salvation. And so I thank God for him being a builder inside of us. Amen. To create, to keep us strong, and so that we can walk in the most holy faith, and we will have the assurance in that. So we'll say about it, my sister.
It's so powerful that you said that, because the scripture that came to me was in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 26, or through 27, talking about the house on the rock. And it says here, therefore, whosoever hears these things, is what Jesus said, of mine and doeth them, I will liken to him as a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And we know that the Lord is our rock and our salvation. So, and then in verse 25, it says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And as you were saying, you know, building our house on a firm, on a foundation, we want to make sure that our house is built on a firm foundation, which is the rock of the Jesus, which he is the rock of our salvation. And then also it says in verse 26, for everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken them to him, a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall. And so, as you were saying about the foundation, I keep saying firm foundation, I was sitting here just thinking, I said, you know what, we were made from the dust of the ground. So when we're... if we rely on our own understanding, that means that we're becoming like the foolish man. But if we look to God and to the Father, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, we're building our house upon the rock. And, you know, a rock can not easily move. Mountains are not easily moved when it comes to certain things, you know, especially when we acknowledge who the Creator is that created the rock. But I love the symbolism of him being the rock, the firm foundation is what we need to carry out every single task that he has set for us to do. And so that's what I have to say in regards to that.
Amen. That would be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So as I was saying, he built us up in our most holy faith, and we have an assurance that he is a breaker of chains. So when I thought about that, how does he break chains, I thought about how can he loose, because we are bound. We are bound in sin. So he's a breaker of chains that ties us, that tries to keep us captive to sin. So when I looked up, and this is the breaker, I thought about the word loose. And so then I'm going to go to John chapter 11, verse number 44. And it says, and I'm going to tell you why I picked this scripture. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, hey, God, oh, hallelujah, loose him. And let him go. Now, as I thought about this, we know that this scripture is referring to Lazarus. And we know the testimony here that Lazarus was in a grave and he was stinking by this time. But if you think, compare this scripture to ourselves, we are in the world, we think with sin. And the only way that we're walking dead men and walking dead women, we may be live in our bodies, but our spirit man was dead. Our spirituality, even though we are spirit first before we become a soul and a body, is spirit first. And that spirit man is dead. Our soul, even though we are a living soul walking on two legs, our soul is even dead because we don't think about the goodness of God and giving him all that we get. So as I thought about this, we were bound hand and foot. We were bound in sin, bound in iniquity. That was our grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Satan had us blinded to truth. You know, do they have a blindfold on those? And they get ready, they're in the darkness, you know, they can't see when you have the blindfold on. We were bound with that. How many know? Glory, hallelujah. Into the marvelous light. And when he called us by our name, and we heard that clarion call, he said it to the devil, loose him. Let them go. Hallelujah. At that moment, we can break free and we begin to repent. My God, glory. I feel like taking off. Oh, hallelujah. He begins to let us, oh God. Hallelujah. He begins to lift us from the shackles of sin. And I think about the songwriter that sang, you know, I wrote the word shackled by a heavy burden. Beneath the load of guilt and shame, bend the hand of Jesus. Hey, touch me. And now I'm no longer the same. So when he touches, he loses us. Ooh, hallelujah, glory to God. He loosed us from those things that had us down. Come on, my sister. I know you got something.
Amen. I was thinking all these words were just coming to me. Songs were coming to my head. I was thinking, oh, I'm going to say first. It's so powerful that you say this because I was looking in Isaiah 42, verse 8. It says, 7, sorry, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison's houses. And then he says in verse 8, I am the I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory will not be given to another, neither my praise to the graven image. And then you know that Paul and Silas, when they was in, when they was locked up in the jail, you know they said in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises to God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. So I just thank God because the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise him. Hallelujah. And there's another song that came to me, Shake the Foundation with Our Praise. Glory, hallelujah. This is what we come to do, to see, look, to, I don't remember the rest of the words, but anyways, we're going to go praise him because praise is our weapon and worship is our weapon. And you think about it, he inhabits the praises of his people. So you think about it when you're going through, when you're dealing with situations. Come, the word says here, and in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10, it says, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praises from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. So when we give praise to God, he will give you a new song in your spirit to equip you so that you can carry on that strength that will come on, that laughter, that joy, that peace, everything that you need when you get, when you praise and magnify him. The chains that once was on your hands will be broken off. The chains that was on your feet will be broken off in the mighty name of Jesus of our praise.
Okay.
I don't know why I apologize, but I think it's a little.
No, that's okay. You good. Because I think I thought about the shackles upon our feet. It said, make you one thing. I think it's Mary, Mary, somebody.
Yes. Shackles on my feet so I can dance.
Yeah. So I can
dance. I just want to praise him.
Glory. Yes. I thank God, hallelujah, because you think about it. When Lazarus was there, I'm quite sure he probably got his little two-step in.
I'm pretty sure he did. And the band and everybody was there. They were just okay.
Amen. So, hallelujah. He's going to go on. Amen. And so as he breaks the chains that tries to keep us captive to sin, he shines his bright light to our path, all right? And then the scripture that I have for this is, amen, Psalm 43:3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, my God, and then bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. And so, hallelujah, we know, hallelujah, that God is the one, hallelujah, that he has to shine the light. Amen. When you think about it, and I don't have this scripture wrote down, but it just came to me. When Saul, before he became Paul, when he was on the road of Damascus, it tells us that it was a bright light is shown upon him. Amen. So it made him fall to his feet. And he had to get blind before he could be able to see the light. But the bright light that shone, hallelujah, that blinded him so that he could be able to see the light. Now he saw the bright light. But that was not the light that God wanted him to see. God wanted him, because he was a very intelligent man. He was a Pharisee of all Pharisees. He knew the law. He knew the letter of the word. But he yet was blinded. He did not see God had to blind him, amen, for him to see this bright light, to be able for him to follow the right pathway, all right, and become the love. Not going to hit the love yet. All right, my sister, to die.
All right, I love it. And, you know, as you were saying that, I was thinking about Moses, and I was also thinking about even in the scripture, I can't remember where it is, where he had an encounter with the Lord, but also in Revelation 22.
The burning bush.
Yes, the burning bush, yes. And that was, even though it was hot, it was fire, you know, but I'm pretty sure it was bright, it was beautiful, you know, but he had an encounter with the Lord. And also in when you have that encounter with the Lord, that true encounter, it will be just like fire shut up in your bones. And so it's just powerful. Okay, I'm going to calm down.
I can't help but to get excited.
I know. In Revelation 22, it says, and this is what Jesus said. I said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So when we have that encounter with him, we must acknowledge that he is the light. He is the light of our, he is the light. He is, as we witness to others, as we go to different places where the Lord sends us, we know that we must be the light of, we are the light of the world. So we should not hide anything. We should not hide our testimony. We should not be able, you know, to you know, because we're around our friends or around our coworkers or our family members or our friends, we should not dim our light because he lives on the inside of us. And when you see there's a need, you know, everything that happens in our lives is for a purpose and for a reason. And so whenever we're in a situation around people, sometimes you just got to have a listening ear to hear, to give you the opportunity to witness to people. And so when you have that opportunity, that's where your light will shine. That's where Jesus will be able to shine so bright and to, through you, that will draw men to him. So I just thank God for that, you know, that he is our light. He is the light. He is the light. And we, as the vessels, should be the ones to be the light, to lead people to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm just loving this. I'm just hallelujah. And so my sister was saying that the bright light are through our pathways, and she was telling us, as we become his beloved, we are the beloved of God. And because he loves us so, he is through things. Amen. And this is, hallelujah, how do I want to put this? This is how do we know that God dwells with us. He handpicks us. I'm telling you, he handpicks us. Even though he created us, he handpicks us, because the scripture tells us that he asks daily. He is the one that asks daily through church. And when you think about it, I was talking to one of the elderly mothers on the Monday, and she was talking about how that God has gardens, and in there are different gardens, and he chooses different ones to come to work those gardens, heal them, and to cause them to grow. And I just thank God, hallelujah, that yes, we are the as we are his beloved. And I just want to read this. I'm trying to see which scripture I want, because there's so many that we can't read. Oh, that he can pick from us. He picks us up. I don't even know. I probably was just going to skip this one. Do you have one? Because I'm going to.
I do. The one that I had at first, I said, what?
I found one. I found one here. It said.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Didn't write one down, but I have so many that I didn't pick one from the one. And so,
right.
Remember, we're in sin. And I said, he chooses us. And he doesn't want us to practice or to be in sin. So the scripture that tells us, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 tells us this. And also 1 Corinthians 10 and 14. Let me read that one first. Wherefore, my beloved, why is he calling us beloved? Because he is pulling us to himself. Free from adultery. He doesn't want us to worship idol gods. Because he said he's a jealous God. He doesn't want us to do that. So in that is the 1 Corinthians 15 and 8. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, he's not talking about the people in the world. He's talking about us. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's the thing that he has caused us to be in the garden when he handpicks us and put us in this garden for us to be able, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So because we become his beloved, he wants us to flee from idolatry. He wants us to flee from worship of the false God. He wants us to be, that hand-picked rose or that hand-picked lily or that hand-picked orchid. Those are some beautiful flowers. That hand-picked carnation. He wants us, and I just believe that he is so, I want to say, picky when it comes to how he wants his beloved. Now, it's your task.
I think that's powerful because I had to look up the word beloved, and when I looked up the definition of beloved, because you don't really hear that too often. You will probably hear it like in the early days or like in some movies, that are black and white, and you say my beloved, or even in some of those movies that have like kings and princesses and stuff like that. And so when I looked up that word definition of beloved, it says dearly loved or a much loved person. So that shows us just how much he loves us. Like you said, I mean, God is picky, but we're a peculiar people, that we set aside, and we're a royal priesthood. And as I was talking about this, I was watching a movie the other day about it's a fighting movie. I like watching action movies. So, but it was a princess that wanted to, she was forced to get married to another person or to a person that she didn't want to marry. And she fought her way all the way through. But at the end of the day, her family was able, she was able to earn the heir to the throne room, to the throne, because of the fact that she showed herself worthy, and I think it was pretty cool because, I like the themes and everything, but what was so cool, if you look back, if I think about the whole scope of the movie, her energy and her, not her energy, but her determination to save her family, to show her love that she had for her family and for her community, which is powerful. So, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but I was looking at also the scripture, where did it go? In Romans 12, verse 19, it says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath,
For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will pay, saith the Lord. So whenever we're dealing with sin or whatever, or someone does anything, you know, just know that God is going to fight for you, and he loves you that much that he will fight for you. You know, it's just like that big brother, that or a little brother that wants to fight in all your fights, and it was vice versa for me when I was a kid. You know, I used to get in my brother's fight all the time, and we were talking about that the other day, and I was laughing because I said, I remember seeing this young man beating up on my brother, and I said, oh, no, no, he is not. And I went in on that little boy. And, I mean, but that's just the same way that God will fight for us when the enemy comes in and tries to beat us up and terrorize us. You know, God will come in and fight for us because we belong to him. We are his beloved. We're like his, we are his baby. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, when I think about that, and you were just thinking about that movie that I watched, and I said, you know what? I said, sometimes we just, he wants us sometimes just to sit back and not fight because he can do more damage than what we can. Sometimes we be doing stuff like, you know what? Didn't I tell you to leave that alone? And we'd be like, yeah, you did tell us to leave that alone, you know. And he it ended up turning out much more better than what we could even fathom, you know, in our own minds. You know, so, and sometimes we may want to physically fight, you know, but the Lord says, no, you get on your knees and pray, and you seek my face, and because you're my beloved, I'm not going to let you get scratched up and beat up, you know, let me take on it. I'm God and God alone. So that's what I have to say about that scripture, about that word.
Yes, amen.
And we are his first love, you know, so, I mean,
so,
even though I remember in the scripture, I think it's somewhere, I'm sorry. I remember, isn't there a scripture where he talks about where he, you know, he regret that he made man, but for some reason it was like,
yes,
he fell in love with us.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about that on Monday. I did.
You
I was talking about his mother. I was singing, and how did I just, when I was a child, I always thought that, Moses is one of my favorite persons. I didn't read about God, you know, through Jesus. I thought about how his relationship was with God.
Right.
And I thought of it because he calls God to repent.
Mm-hmm.
He repented that he had made man. And when he wanted to destroy it, and Moses talked to him. And so at the Moses talked to him and pleaded with him. He saw that, you know, the error, and you know that it was he wanted to wipe us out. You know, when I say us, because we wouldn't be here today. Had he done what he done, and Moses intervened. Moses was truly an intercessor. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He, the people didn't get their just desserts. They don't understand. And my God, I'm not trying to go over there, but I'm going there. We don't understand, hallelujah, when there is someone that got favor with God. They are a love, I mean, a shown up to love. Oh, my God, hallelujah. And he hearkens to their words, their prayers, and then he turns. He will turn, hallelujah, that whatever it is that's coming against you or I or, you know, or others and stuff because of that intercessor, because of that person is walking so close to God. And you think about it, and that's what Jesus did, hallelujah, as you stated. He fights on our behalf. He fights on our behalf. He, you know, God is already... He's already got it wrapped up. That's why he tells us in the Psalms, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. That is because we are his beloved.
You know, it reminds me of that song,
I'm here, jealous for me. Love like a hurricane. I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. He loves us. He loves us. That song.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hey. Hallelujah. If this don't stir you this morning, I don't know what will. Hallelujah. Because that leads us right into stuff, because there are no boundaries. And since there is no boundary for his love, hallelujah. I thought about when I seen no boundary, and I thought about that. What came to me is from everlasting to everlasting. So it takes me to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 6. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld the grove of thunder, the nation. And the everlasting mountains were scattered, and the perpetual hills did bow. Its ways are everlasting, said Habakkuk. His ways are everlasting. So that lets me know that there is no boundary to his ways. When we think that he's going to come one way, he's going to come another way. Because why? There is no boundary. He cannot be shaped. And then I thought about that also when I thought about there is no boundaries. I thought about it and said he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. His presence is everywhere. Even the psalmist said, if we make head in hell, he's there. If we climb to the uttermost parts of the earth, he's there. No matter if we try to hide, we can't even hide from God. Because why? He has no boundary. He's everywhere. All right, sis?
Now, I thought about that song, and as you were saying it, no limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, stretch forth, release me. Enlarge my territory. Think about the prayer of Jabez. And how when he prayed, and you think about it, when you pray, and I know I've seen people when they pray, you know, the prayer of Jabez. And you remember how that, you know, at one point that was just like, you know, in all the stores, you know, the prayer of Jabez and books all out there about that. Because as that word, that scripture is, people begin to believe, you know, that the limitations of God was taken off of the minds of people. Because sometimes we put God in a box. But he wants us to enlarge our territory, take the cap off of our minds, and allow him to pour into us so that we can not think of, just like the sand, you know, just like the rock. We have to lean upon the rock and allow him to just increase our faith, increase our knowledge in him, increase our faith in him that he's able to heal, set, and to deliver us. You know, there is no boundaries. And, you know, he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us. So when we pray to him and we ask him, you know, for a certain thing, he will do above and beyond, because he's just a great God. That's just who he is. You know, and like I mentioned earlier, every good gift and every great gift comes from him. And so whatever we ask in his name, just think about it. He does the added bonus. Just like if you go to the store and you go in there and you see something as a discount, you know, for something that you really want, then you get to the counter and the extra 10% comes off. Woo, that's what God does. That's exactly how he do. There's no limits to him. So just think about it. You know, it's just no limits to him. None. You know, and he knows the desires. You know, so even when it comes to healing, you know, and wanting our, seeing our family saved, you know, there is no limits to God. You know, we don't know who we may reach that will reach somebody else.
and reach your family member. And then that's right there is no limits because you opened your mouth, you know. And there's another thing. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. When you think about water, it is unlimited.
Yes.
He is the fountain of, he is the, what do you say, he's the bread of life, but he's also the well that never runs dry. So there is he is unlimited. He is, I know we said bountiful, but he is unlimited in all he does because he created the heavens and the earth, and he is there. Just like you said, he's omnipotent. He's everywhere, ever present. I'm not present. I'm sorry. I'm not present. Excuse me.
Yes. And because there's no boundaries with him, for he is brave, bold. He's brave and bold. And so when I thought about him being brave and bold, I had to think about the action that made him brave and made him bold. What actions did he take to show? And there's a lot of scriptures we can use to show that how Jesus was brave and bold. But the one that I chose to read this morning is Mark chapter 9, verses 25. And when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." So I thought about how brave Jesus was as he confronted this spirit and how bold he spoke with authority, hallelujah, and told the spirit to come out. He didn't play with him. He told him to come out. And then, you know, it did. It came out. As you read, He came out. As you read this testimony, you find that spirit done exactly what Jesus commanded him to do. And so that lets us know that when we have him inside of us, we can be brave and we can be bold when we come and confront the enemy. We don't have to. The Bible tells us that we are more than a conqueror. You can't be a conqueror. Brave. We got to be bold. Hallelujah. Stand on the most holy faith that he has given us. Hallelujah. That makes us up. I ain't talking about in our own accord. We're bold because, hallelujah, the spirit of God is not weak. It's not jelly back. It's not, you know, I heard one of the bishop teachers said, some people are so weak that they can't even cast a net out of a glass of lemonade. We got to have that boldness of God inside of us. And we can do it just like our Savior, Jesus Christ, here in this passage of Scripture. So that was just one of the scriptures I thought about and also had thought about, too, that how that when Peter was there and he started rebuking Jesus, and Jesus rebuked him. See behind me, Satan. He wasn't talking to Peter. He was talking about the spirit that was working in him. And so that we have to know that when you confronting these demonic activities, you can't do it all scurred. Come on, sister.
You sure can't. And as you were saying that, I remember when Jesus came off the 40-day fast and how the devil tempted him three times, and he rebuked him, and he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." And he, each time he got bold, you know, because you think about it, I mean, if it was us, I'd be like, "Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord Jesus. I want that bread. I'm hungry." You know, and I saw a video the other day where this girl, you know, she fasted from like 6 to 12, and she was singing praises unto the Lord. And then at 12 o'clock, right on the dot, she put that food right in her mouth. And I said, you know what? I've been there and I've done that. You know, but But you know how the enemy will come in and tempt you right after your fast. And also, I was looking at the scripture in Joshua 1:9. It says, and I'm reading it out of the New Living Translation, and it says, "This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So even when we're praying, when we are facing some obstacles on our job, when we're facing situations at home, you know, just know that God is with you wherever you go. And he will give you that boldness. He will give you, you know, he will encourage you to be brave, you know, and to fight. And think about how Joshua had to go through, all of us have to go through, you know, some kind of storm or some kind of situation. Even as Peter walked on water, do you know he was afraid as well? You know, but God encouraged him. Jesus encouraged him. And then you wonder, how did he get back on the boat? They walked together. You know, so you think about it, it's just so powerful that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, just know that you, to be bold just as a lion. You know, be bold as a, I'm about to say a dinosaur, my Lord. I don't know where that came from, but just be bold, you know, and know that the Messiah is with you wherever you go.
Yes. Yes. And we are almost done. I know that we passed an hour, but we're going to say thanks. And then because he's brave and bold, that he has bruised the head of the enemy. How does he bruise the head of the enemy? We're going to go to Romans chapter 16 and 20 that tell us how that he is a bruiser. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Now, I grew up in Benton Harbor, Michigan, and there was a famous black, and they, some of you may have heard of him, but some have not, and you know next month is Black History Month. But I challenge you to look him up in his life. And there was a well-known boxing from Benton Harbor, Michigan, and his name was Dick the Bruiser. And so, if I'm getting my facts together, and his name would come up, say how did he fight. And we know about Muhammad Ali, because he also was in that territory where I lived at as well. He didn't live from the town that I grew up in. And so, you know, when they hit, you know, he hit the enemy. He didn't just bruise them. He battered them. And, you know, but I want to say that Romans 16 and 20 tells us that how that Jesus is he is our fighter for us. As you said earlier, my sister, he tells us that how that, you know, you would tell us when the enemy comes in like a flood, that scripture came to me, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I always say that he is our shield. He is our buckler, our battle axe. You know, we don't understand that. But when Romans 16 and 20 says, "And the God of peace shall bruise under your feet shortly." He's going to bruise Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and amen. And amen means so be it. So when you hear amen, hallelujah, glory to God, in this passage right here, he's letting you know it's an assurity, and that is a promise that he is going to bruise the head of the enemy under our feet. I'm telling you, every time you think about you shouting and you getting your praise on, you doing your two steps or however you doing it, you bruising him. Hallelujah. How that he is destroying the enemy here. All right, Overseer Matt, come on.
Amen. And I was sitting there thinking about that, and I said, wow, that's awesome right there. Because I thought about the same, not the same scripture, but about the bruising. And I was looking at
in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, and it's, and he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And, you know, in Genesis, it talks about in chapter 3, and you mentioned this as well, verse 15, it says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And I thank God that you mentioned about every time we dance, every time we shout unto God, every time our feet get to moving, we're stepping on the enemy's neck, we're stepping on his head, we're stepping on his entire body, you know, and say, get under my feet in Jesus' name, you know.
Yes.
And even though Jesus was bruised for our iniquities, I thank the Lord for doing that for us, because it could have been us. We could have been on the ones that could have been cursed. We could have been the ones that was killed. We could have been the ones that was executed. We could have been the one. It could have been us, you know. But the Lord God Almighty sent his only son to come down and to be able to die on the cross. For every time we mess up, every time we have a shortcoming, when we repent, his love towards us is everlasting. And we know that in the midst of it, you know, when we break through and we break out, we have a reason to shout, because we know that the enemy is defeated and we have won the victory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is some powerful stuff right here. It's some powerful stuff. And our last word is boundless. But when we know that he has bruised the head of the enemy, we knowingly that we have rich and boundless promises now and forever. And the boundless, it means vast. He is so vast in with the promises that he has given us. We can go from Genesis to Revelation, and we can see all that he has done for us. It's just, it's no, like you said earlier, there is no limit to that. When we see Shell, when we see, every time we see that he said, I shall deliver. That's a boundless. Because, you know, he's going to do it all the time. He's not going to just do it that once. But he's going to do it every time. Amen. Now, that's what I love about our God. So that is our last word. Do you have anything? Because I don't have a scripture for that one. So do you have anything other than what we have already discussed before we turn it over to the administrator for questions, for a commercial?
Yes, I just wanted to bring up, as you were talking, I saw Jeremiah 29, and it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And so knowing that there is, what's the word, there's like, I keep saying the word no limits, but there's no limit to his promises. And as you said, as we look through the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, there is promises that is, I don't know how to say it, that is unrestricted. I think I have to say unrestricted. You know, when we follow the instructions and we be obedient to what he is asking us to do. Because many times people want the blessings but don't want the blesser, you know, and that's something in my pocket, you know. And, you know, but there's a requirement. And even as we go through situations, you know, we understand why we're going through, but in order for us to get to the promise, just as Moses, and you look at everyone else, everybody had to go through some stuff, you know, to get the, you know, he just wasn't like handing out candy.
like you know, free stuff, you know, to anybody, even though his grace and his mercy is never ending, you know, but there's a moment where you have to take heed to his word in order for us to receive the boundless or the, you know, the beautiful blessings that he has for us, you know. And so I just thank God because, you know, through our trials and through this journey of our life, we have to understand the do's and the don'ts, you know. And when we understand those do's and don'ts, then we can be able to filter through, you know, the lies of the enemy. We can filter through all these things that challenges us and no longer make excuses that we can't overcome because it's in his word that his promises that he will fight for us, he will deliver us, he will set us free. But there's with his promises, it is unlimited. So that's pretty much what I have to say. But can I say one more thing about the word beautiful? I was looking at it, I said, you know, this is powerful. You know, this is in Romans 10, verse 15, I'm sorry. And it says, how shall they preach unless they are sent? Mm-hmm. And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings and good things. And I thank the Lord for that word because as we deliver the word of God the way that the Lord gives it to us, you know, and some of us may not, you know, some of us may do it like, you know, fire and brimstone. Some may do it as a story, like you did, woman of God. Some may do it, you know, in a funny manner to get people to understand, you know. Some may teach it as a child, you know, can understand it, while others may be really up there and you know, be all, what do you call it, deep. Yeah, that's the word. We're deep. But either way, when we bring the gospel, you know, it says how beautiful are the feet. And, you know, sometimes people don't like to show their feet, you know. But anyways, I don't know why I said that. Some people don't like their feet to be shown. But if we look at the beauty of it, when we preach the gospel, it almost looks like you have brand new baby toes. You know, I mean, like a baby's feet. You, when you see baby's feet, don't you want to be like kissing all over it and everything? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I look at how this scripture is. It says, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel of peace. You know, where we're not talking about folks doing all kinds of stuff, but we're actually doing what the Lord has called us to do, and that is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to draw all men to him and young people as well. That's it.
Amen. And I thought about that scripture too. When I was looking,
you did?
Like, oh, yes, I did. And I thought about this in the same content that you were thinking earlier. I mean, you just said. And it did come to me about how that it is, you know, we that ministered the word of God, you know, my mom used to say, hey, I need you to be good. Because that's one thing that people you don't want the people to be sad to see you. She said, when you're bad, they be happy to see you. See you go. They be sad coming. But see, somebody know that you are a good speaker or you are a good facilitator, or it just doesn't happen to be with the preaching of the gospel. But when somebody know that you have something that is rich and is bountiful, that is flourishing, and that is encouraging to them, they're happy. They're glad to receive. Amen. They will be glad to see you. And I thought about that. That's a beautiful feat. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Administrator, we're going to turn it over. Amen. I know that we were a little lengthy this morning, but it was wonderful. And we're going to have a commercial, and then we're going to come back for comments on this morning.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
All right. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, Administrator, do we have any questions or comments this morning from our listening audience?
God bless you, Dr. Wilkes. We do. I sent you a comment.
Okay, I got to look. Sorry, because my phone is on mute. So,
but I'll read it.
I want to get the...
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, my teachers. This morning, the lesson bountifully blessed me this morning. Thank you so much. Mother has to go to another appointment, but I'm telling you, I'm praising the Lord because of this message this morning. Hallelujah. Take the shackles off my feet because I'm dancing. Hallelujah. Love, bless Mother Jackson.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh. All right. Amen. We got the shackles off of our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, so we're opening up the floor for questions and comments this morning. And over to your left, Patrice Piggott is my partner this morning. Amen. My co-partner in the gospel. Amen. So that we will bring to you, this is exciting. I'm just so excited. I'm trying to calm down. I'm just like a child in a candy store. Amen. So we're tag teaming so that we can be able to bring you the nugget through the alphabet, which is the scriptures of God. So if you're on the blog side, you can press one on the dial of your phone, or you can put something in the chat. Or if you're on the conference line, you can star 619. And remember that we are live all over the world, so we want you to come right on in. And you also can, or you can text if you don't want to be audible, 334-440-6152. So if you miss the letter A, you have to get the recording from on last, the first Friday.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, if you got right. Because you got medicines, you do what that you got to do for that. I'm back.
Sorry? Someone said something? All right, so we are...
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I don't know what was going on. God bless you all. This is Pastor Bro. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed this lesson this morning. As you know, I'm awake and wide awake. The songs and everything, and it was just a blessing, especially when you went to the part about take the shackles off my feet so I can dance and dance, dance, dance. Let me tell you something. Last night I dreamed when I was going to Pastor Shink's church, I led praise and worship. Actually, I started with Mother Parham, and Mother Parham was so anointed, and our praise team was very anointed. She would make up songs on the floor, and the Spirit of the Lord would just flow through it. We could sing the background, ad-libbed, and everything. You would have thought we had been in practice with this song. And it was so strange because we never recorded these things. It just never recorded them. And just the power of God would just move through their songs and just bless in the house of God. And so when Mother Parham went and moved down south, I got that position to do praise and worship. And at first it started with a group, and then it ended up just with myself. And I tell you, God used to anoint me with such powerful praise and worship songs out of the spirit. I had no, you know, idea of, you know, I would just get up in the morning and pray. Also, through the week when I'm doing my work in the house, I had my mind on worship and praising, and I would praise in the house. And so when I got to church, I would just sing out of the spirit of God, and just beautiful songs would flow through and bless the house of God. And I tell you, I don't know where any of those songs are, if they even recorded any of them, but they were just beautiful. But I dreamed last night, I was in a church, and the praise leader was getting ready to sing, but something happened to her voice, and she couldn't do the praise. She was starting to praise, and her voice started breaking up really bad. So Shepherdess Johnson, which I used to go with to church with her at Apostle Webb's church, she did praise and worship. So she got up and she began to sing, and she began to look at me and you know, like, come help me, come help me. And I was, in part of me was being reluctant, but I got up and I started singing with her. And before you knew it, I was taking the lead in the song. But as I was beginning to take the lead in the song, all of a sudden, I said, I just can't do this. I began to dance, just dance. I'm not a dancer. I was not a dancer. You know, I would praise, I would leap every now and then. I would dance, but I was really dancing. And I said, my God, you guys kept running back to that today, you know, to, you know, taking the shackles off. I said, God, I don't know what you're getting ready to do in this consecration. I don't know what you're getting ready to do. Hallelujah. But every time you hit that thing, I felt a release in my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I was just wanting to let both of you know, and, you know, the song Breathe, hallelujah, that, you know, that song is just stayed with me from the first time I heard it in conference. I even have the CD around here. And I even said last night before I went to bed, I said, I know what's missing in this house, because I used to keep music flowing through my house all the time. And I don't have my CDs or any, you know, the CDs and stuff, you know, people don't use them that much. And I don't have my computer is kind of I need a new PC to stick it in there to do it. But I tell you, if I do too much on my phone, you know, Spectrum will be wanting to shut me down and all that stuff. But nevertheless, I just said, you know, the song, that's what's missing. The sound of music just needs to flow through here in this house. And so I just thank God for the word today. I thank God for just the expressions of how great our God is, how beautiful, how wonderful, how he is a blesser and how he is a burden bearer and a lifter of our heads, and that he just does so awesome. He's just so awesome with us, that he loves us unconditionally, that he's willing to just do whatever he can to make his children to know they are loved. They are loved, and he is there for us. And we never have to doubt the love of God. We just need to draw closer to him and love him like he deserves to be loved. And I just want you both to know you really blessed my soul today. I unmuted my phone first so I could say what I got to say. As you know, I don't say too much in the morning. I listen in, and I enjoy everything that comes up most of the time. I really enjoy everything. But I tell you, Sister Piggott, I bless God for you. I praise God for what he's doing in your life. Evangelist Brooks, you know, I know that God's doing some great things. I bless God for you. I honor our leader. Forgive me for going in that route, but I was just excited about what was being said. I honor Prophet Matthews and Administrator Brian. I thank God for you and your faithfulness and all that you've worked on this line. I just thank God for the people of God that are connected to this line. God bless you, and I'm going on you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Mal. Amen. I was sharing with Overseer Lex, Patrice, that how that you was going. I was just so consumed with the prayer last night. So I thank God for you just being on the line. And I thank God because we've been refreshing
and the release, because I'm still standing. I can only remember part of the prophecy that he sent. He's going to do some great and powerful things with these women of God. Just be looking for it. Just be looking for it, because it's coming. It's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else?
Dr. Wilkes, I got the player user requesting a song, and if it's okay, I'm going to play it, and then I have to leave the line to prepare for work. But they're out of Washington, D.C. Hold on a second.
Washington, D.C.?
Sure is hot out here. No.
Mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free, but you see I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone, but as I lift my hands I understand that I should raise it to my
new group out of Washington, and we welcome them this morning, Dr. Wilkes.
Amen. So we got D.C. in the house. Yes,
oh,
yes,
yes.
That's the member of their overseer-elect, amen.
Except the
young people listening to us, amen. And I'm so excited that my oldest daughter actually was born in Washington, D.C., when
really?
I was stationed in Washington Reed when it was on Georgia Avenue. So I have a D.C.tonian with me always.
Now.
So I thank and praise God for that. So thank you, you young people, for that request, because it's telling you, it's been it, sometime my pastor be using songs, and I am one to doing that the course of the day. I sing from time to time, a little hymns and different things fall in my spirit, and it just begins to, I begin to worship, and I begin to. So these things, when you're looking at these nuggets and some of the words that we have given and our words on today, again, I'm going to read the words that, you know, what we had for today. Our words on today were, I might not have them in the order that, that the overseer-elect has them in, but this is our B words today: builder, burden bearer, brave, bold.
breaker of chains, beloved, fresh, benevolent, bountiful, boundless, and bruised. And we have given you scriptures to show the nuggets of God representing the letter B. And so, you, again, if you missed the letter A, you have to go back and get that first one for A. So on our first Friday of February, we're going to come to you with the letter C. And we're going to see what God is going to do with the letter C. Because, see, this is not, we've come flowing as God has given us these nuggets so that we can bring the word of God. Because like she says, how beautiful it is for those that bring the gospel. And we're bringing the gospel through the alphabet. Amen. And so you should be able to. So is there anyone else with a question or a comment? You can unmute your line, come right on in. Anyone else? I'm enjoying myself.
I'm just reflecting on everything and how God just allowed us to flow together. And like you said, we didn't talk, you know, we briefly, you know, text, you know, but just how he put everything together. And I'm just excited until, you know, when we get to the letter Z, my goodness, you know, it's going to be, people are going to be so full, they're going to know what to do. You know, and they're going to remember, and that's just so beautiful about the whole thing. You know, we learned our alphabets, you know, as a little kid, you know, and, you know, it's wonderful because of the fact that when you think about how easy it is, you know, for us to get tripped up, you know, but when we have a backup plan, when we have our plan in place, the alphabet, that is so easy for us to go back to. And know that when we use his word, the word of God, it's going to be powerful because we'll know what battle, you know, because we always got to come with the whole armor of God on. You know, when we wake up in the morning, put the full armor of God on us. And so with the alphabet, it's just, it's going to equip us even the more as time goes along. So.
And we could add that to our letter A, amen, but we didn't have that one. We didn't have A as armor.
We did not.
Maybe you would be able to just take simple words, amen, because I definitely did not have that word missing as far as our A word. And I thank God for you adding the letter to the letter A, armor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. So I'm going to write that down on my notes.
And, you know, even with our armor on, even in B, you know, and we're built, you know, he's a builder, so we are equipped as well. Oh, that's going to be E. So, okay, let's stop before I start falling. Okay. And we can be so bold.
Yes, we are bold. And we talked about that with being the bold and how Jesus was brave and bold. And like you said, and it makes us brave and bold when he dwells on the inside of us. So,
yeah.
And I'm not talking about bold like being arrogant. I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about bold because when you see the enemy doing something to another child of God, that should make you furious to the point that you get ready to do something to him. And I just want to say this because one time that I was going through a trial, and I was so mad at the devil. I said, oh, I wish I had some cleats that I could stuck his face in. You know, I know that,
right.
I know that you're going to do, you can do something to him. I said, but, oh, if the saint is just getting one jab at you for all the stuff that he done done to us, oh, that would be just so wonderful that we could take out our everything on him, our anger on him for what he has done to us. And so that's the braveness and the boldness that rises up inside of us to just want to fight him with everything in it. And in this fight that we're talking about, you too, young people, can bruise his head. You can bruise his
is by being, hallelujah, the beloved, by being saved even at an early age. It is not boring. I'm going to say this again. It is not boring serving God. It's never, he's not a boring God. And you can see how excited we get. Amen. I know that you're listening in from far and near, but I thank God for you coming and you're getting up early this morning before school starts and you're going out on your way. Amen. My oldest child will be 41 years old this month, actually in 8 days, in 8 days. And so I feel that, and I know people say, she sounds young herself, but that's only through the Holy Ghost. And I thank God, hallelujah, that I consider everyone 41 years of age young. You're young to be. And a seasoned saints, we are young in the Lord, hallelujah, because we are his children. And he just keeps on working with us and keep on encouraging us. So I am excited to tag with my sisters. It, you know, we take this to a whole different level in God and teach the fundamental nuggets of God's word through the alphabet. And so this is where we at. Overseer-elect, you have, is anyone else have any other comments? This is your time. Star 6 your line. You can come right on in. Don't be scared.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just going to come in and say, even though I'm not at a youth age, I'm young. Good morning. This is Evangelist Marshall. God bless you, Dr. Wilson, Overseer Pidgett. I was wondering. I didn't come in until like 5:20. And I was like, who is this lady, right? You know, because I didn't know, and I said, well, maybe this is Dr. Wilkes' business partner that could preach to you. I always say your business partner. And then I heard the singing, you know, and I tell you, it has just been a blended morning message. It has just been so, so wonderful to hear, you know, what you all have presented. And you all talked about so much from the beginning to the rock to foundation to the end of no limit, no boundaries. And so when I listened to it, when I was hearing you all, I thought about the movie The Matrix. And I thought about, you know, the portals where they set up and that there was really no limit and no boundaries they could go. The only thing is they had to be in certain places in order to navigate at some times that I saw in the movie. And what I thought about is with us starting that we're on today, the dimensions and the realm that God is going to take us and allow us to go, the only way we won't go is if we limit ourselves and put ourselves and put God in the box, like you all were saying. And I'm so excited for the new, because a lot of times, I don't know about you all, but a lot of times we believe God. We know who we serve. But it seems like sometimes when you share with other people what your thoughts is, like we were talking last night, you know, everything we can't even share because they don't believe. And so what they are trying to do is make us limit ourselves on who we believe God is. But we believe because we hear the word. We see the word. And then we know that there is no limit to him. But we don't want to extend our faith to trust him at his word and believe what he say. You know, and I mean, I've been around people, y'all up there, well, you up there, Dr. Wilson, the Chicagoland area, but the first lady who
what I want to say was my superhero that made me believe that there was nothing that I couldn't pray about that God wouldn't do or answer is Dr. Mildred Harris in Chicago. She's over God First Ministry. I was 17 when I went and saw her, but she's known as a great intercessor, and she would walk the floor and you could feel her spirit, like just go back and forth, back and forth, and she'd pray. And then she began to talk about intercession. That's when I first began to learn who I was and understand my gift and how we sitting here, but her spirit went and prayed at Dr. Cho Mountain in Korea. And this is why I know that the dimension that God is taking us is not going to always require us to get in a physical plane. But after this fast, in the way that God is showing us how to move in the realm of the spirit, it's going to be a lot of places. We're going to think we're dreaming. We're going to think we deja vu. We're going to be like, should I say anything? Was it really real? Was I imagining this? But because God is taking us and we have no limit and no boundaries because we are his vessels on earth to operate really in the spirit. And just and that's just it's like this. I don't know who everybody else they are, but I know who I am. And I thank God even for this fast, because as we begin to learn how to eat differently, even though God been dealing with me on that, something when Prophet talked about before how you change your eating for 21 days, then he talked about this fast now. But before that, earlier, he was saying, you change your way for 21 days and eat like this, and you'll see you're going to another realm of the spirit. And I was like, I'm going to ask him about it. And then now he say, go on this fast, which is what he was talking about. We don't know how much our physical and spiritual go hand in hand with the lay aside every way. The foundation is faulty. You know, he is, God is in us. You know, and I'm trying to be quiet because you all are still tying in to what I got to speak on Monday. But I thank you all. You know, it's just such igniting. It's so powerful. And Overseer, so happy for your elevation, for your platform, for you have graduated to another level. And I just thank God for using both of you all this morning, because I tell you, because we got to give up that physical food, I sure thank God for this meal this morning, because you all have gave enough for me to eat off of till 6 o'clock, and I'll take some more of it tomorrow and on and on. So I just want to say God bless you all. Awesome, awesome word of God, and I am just so fired up, encouraged, and just thank God that, you know, it's even more that we can dwell on and read on and have insight on for where God is taking us and what he is doing in the lives of his people. You all be blessed and encouraged.
Thank you, dear Evangelist Marshall. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anyone else has a comment on preference line?
No, but I wanted to share something real quick.
You're giving closing remarks.
Huh?
I said, you're giving the closing remarks.
Oh, I am? Okay. So, let's see if there's anybody else that's on the line that may have something, and then I can close it up if you need me to.
Yes, Mother Sydney. I just want to say I was truly blessed by all that was said on today. I'm like, oh, my God, they talked about beautiful, how beautiful the feast of the men. It's a scripture that talks about the beautiful feast. Amen. I don't want to mess it up. But anyway, I was just truly blessed. I said, God, this is so bountiful, Lord God. Amen. And you got two beautiful women of God that's giving this word, you know, and I pray that the Lord will blossom you all. Well, I'm trying to say what you mean. amen, throughout this endeavor that God has you on. God bless you, too.
Thank you for that new word, Mother.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that.
Anyone else? All right. Overseer Elect and Trees, it is your, it's in your hands. I'm going to go on mute because I truly thank God for you, woman of God. And I am excited what the Lord is doing in you as well. And maybe since the first time I heard you speak, never forget it when I called and I asked you, can you speak for me? Because I think I had laryngitis or something. And you said, okay, I'm going to ask my pastor. And I was like, well, sure, that's what I am. Do that. And I'm so glad that Apostle allowed you to come and begin to the flow of God given you. And I appreciate the God in you. And I appreciate the God in Pastor Simmons and Lady Prophetess Simmons. Amen. And I appreciate our apostles for allowing us to flow the way that God gave it to us. You know, and one thing that I like to, because your spirit is, we have kindred spirits because you like the math, and I do too. And if it's funny to you, you don't hold back and get to think. And I thank God for the kindred spirit that God has allowed us to be able to bring forth this wonderful word of God. So, woman of God, I praise God for you. Praise God to you. I know that I'm older, but still our spirits is just connected. They're knitted. And I thank God for that. Not only just knitted to just with you, but the others that's on this line and how God has knitted us together because we are one body. Okay, I'm going to put that down. One body. And I give all God the glory and the honor. But just trusting us with his word. And so that's what I appreciate it. So I'm turning it over to your hands and you can give final remarks and closing prayer.
Amen. And I thank the Lord for you as well, Dr. Welch. I also thank my leaders, Apostle Simmons. Today is his birthday. So happy birthday, Apostle Simmons. And also, today is the day of my, you know, Apostle is my spiritual father, but today is also the day that we buried my real father. And so I thank the Lord for giving me strength after 12 years. He's kept me. But even just looking at just being brave and, you know, even during that time, you know, he allowed me to be strong for my family, but also have the time where he rescued me and kept me. And then God gave me a new father, a new, you know, spiritual father that is able, that loves me just as my real father loved me. And even my, you know, my spiritual mom, Prophetess Eugene Simmons, you know, I just thank God for the love that they have towards me. And it's just amazing how God does things. But I just want to encourage everyone, the young people on the line, to just continue to seek God and ask him to show you his way, his will. And even, you know, if you don't understand the word of God, there are lots of translations out there, but really God will open your eyes to when you read the King James Version, when you read the word of God, it will, I pray that God will allow the words to jump off the page and into your heart, into your mind, so that you can understand it even the more, even the way that we taught today. And I'm excited about what God is about to do in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, and, you know, even the next couple of years and what he's going to do, because he's equipping us for such a time as this. So without delay and without further ado, I'm just going to go ahead and pray and close out. And thank you, Apostle Lavon Matthews, Administrative Bryant, all those that made a comment. I'm so thankful that you all came on the line. We are truly blessed by those that have been able to listen and those that listen to the replay, be blessed in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done in and through our lives, God. We thank you that we are vessels for your glory, Father. So we pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to use us, Lord God, as your vessels, as your people, Lord God, as your children, Lord God. We submit our lives, our will to you, O God, and we thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of it all, as we reflect on all the things that we've been learned, what we've learned today and throughout this week, Lord God, we'd be able to carry it out, Lord God, and share it with someone else in the mighty name of Jesus. We also pray for those that don't know you, Lord God, and the partner of their sins, God, that you will, that they will give themselves to you, God. They will repent and that you will, they will be able to receive you as their Lord and Savior, God. We thank you. And even those that want to be baptized, Father, we pray that that will be able to happen in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in our youth and our all those that was on this line. Continue to bless and keep us all until we meet again on tomorrow, which we will have the prophet's touch. And at 6 o'clock my time, which is Eastern Standard Time, and 5 o'clock on the Central Standard Time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you all.